It's Central Time. I'm Rob Farage. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, a health reporter tells us that many older Americans may be taking vitamins that might not be helping their health. First, Governor Walker submitted a plan to the federal government aimed at lowering premiums for consumers who get insurance on the Affordable Care Act marketplace. Governor Walker's waiver request would reduce consumer costs by an estimated 5% if the plan is approved. Walker has traditionally been opposed to the Affordable Care Act. Our next guest is here to explain what the plan is and what it could mean for state residents who buy insurance on the marketplace. Phil Rocco is an assistant professor of political science at Marquette University. He's co-author of the book Obamacare Wars: Federalism, State Politics, and the Affordable Care Act. Phil, welcome back to Central Time.
Great to be here, Rob.
Well, this waiver, as I understand it, centers on the idea of reinsurance. What does that mean?
So reinsurance is like insurance for insurance companies. It is a program where a state or the federal government will pay insurance companies to cover a portion of the claims that high-cost patients experience. And so what will happen in a waiver like this is that how much insurers have to pay out in claims goes down because the state and the federal government are agreeing to pay a portion of those claims to the reinsurance fund. And the idea behind this is that if insurers are having to pay out less in claims, then they can lower premiums. And, of course, that's something that politicians, policymakers in Wisconsin have sort of noted that, you know, premiums on the Affordable Care Act marketplace, the individual market, were really high. And so the idea is that by providing some insulation against risk for insurers, you would see premiums go down. And then what would happen is, for sort of middle-class people who are buying coverage on the Affordable Care Act exchange in Wisconsin, they're not typically eligible for premium subsidies that the federal government pays out. And so what would happen is they would possibly see a direct benefit from this because they would see their premiums go down.
Can you talk about the premiums that that group of people has been facing, the people who want to be on the marketplace, but they make too much money in many cases to get those subsidies?
Yeah, the sort of background here is that insurers in marketplaces like Wisconsin and around the country, for a variety of reasons, have had to pay out a lot in claims and have charged fairly high premiums. There's been sort of double-digit premium increases in Wisconsin. For a variety of reasons, one reason is that the insurance marketplace in Wisconsin didn't attract as many sort of young, healthy people, which would make the risk pool a little bit lower and premiums a little bit lower as well. And so additionally, there have been a lot of uncertainty, in part because of the politics of the ACA. You've had this real uncertainty on the part of insurers who don't really know whether or not the federal government is going to make cost-sharing reductions. There's been reduced spending on advertising by the federal government under the Trump administration. And so all of that uncertainty has led insurers to jack up their premiums. And if you're a middle-class person and you don't or if you're not eligible for premium tax credits from the federal government, you pay most of those claims yourself.
Talking to Phil Rocco from Marquette University about a request from Governor Walker and the state government aimed at lowering health care premiums for people on individual exchanges. Phil, this reinsurance thing, it was in the original Affordable Care Act. What happened? Why isn't this already being covered, this sort of hedge for insurance companies in case the costs are higher than expected?
So this reinsurance program was initially in the Affordable Care Act, but it was in the Affordable Care Act as a temporary program that would expire and needed to be renewed by Congress after the first few years. And the idea was that within a few years, everyone who was working on passing the Affordable Care Act, I think no one really expected it would be as politically controversial as it ended up being, or that there would be as many difficult sort of implementation problems at the state level. And so I think the going wisdom was you would only need the reinsurance program for a short amount of time, and then ultimately competition between insurers would take over. And what ultimately happened was you had sort of a lot of political opposition, a lot of difficulties in implementation, and it ended up being the case that not as many insurers came into the market as folks expected they would. And so ultimately you had a push to actually fund the reinsurance program in Congress, but by that point in time, Congress was controlled by Republicans, and they opposed funding the reinsurance program. And so that's really kind of one of the reasons that states like Wisconsin and Minnesota as well, I would add, are effectively now stuck trying to make the best of a bad situation.
And Governor Walker has been an opponent of the Affordable Care Act. Wisconsin's involved in one of the lawsuits challenging the act. The state's attorney general signed on to that. Governor Walker generally supportive of that lawsuit. Are we seeing Republican governors around the state in principle opposed to the Affordable Care Act, but trying to take action to, in some ways, shore it up?
Well, I mean, I think it's important to remember that the responsibility for consumer protection in the insurance market ultimately rests with the states. And the federal government has sort of intervened in some respects over the years. But the sort of the heart of the authority to protect consumers, it's a state responsibility. And so I think you see governors kind of stepping up to the plate there. But the challenge here is pretty great, in part because it's not just about what the states do. It's about whether or not they have a good federal partner in Washington. And for the last year, I think the federal government has not been an especially helpful partner to states that are trying to make these markets work. There's been a lot of kind of conflicting signals about from the federal government about whether or not the ACA would even exist. And, of course, the individual mandate was repealed. That reduces folks' incentive to sign up for coverage, possibly increasing premiums. There's been a big reduction in advertising spending. So I do think that the governors are trying to sort of pragmatically pick up the pieces and work kind of across the aisle to make this thing work. But I think the really polarized partisan politics of the ACA at the federal level is making governors' job and state legislatures' job a lot harder. It's shifting the blame to them.
In our last minute before we wrap up, Phil, is it a slam dunk that the federal government will approve this waiver and the federal funding portion of it?
I think that the federal government has few incentives not to approve a waiver like this, especially because, I mean, one of the ideas behind this waiver is that it's going to reduce the amount of money the federal government has to pay out in premium subsidies to low-income people. It's supposed to actually save the federal government money. Now, all of that depends on whether or not enough people or the number of people that are actually projected to sign up and the number of insurers that are projected to participate actually do. So the federal government will, its interest and desire to participate in this really depends on how active states are in trying to make it work.
Phil, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's Philip Rocco, Assistant Professor of Political Science at Marquette University. He's also co-author of the book Obamacare Wars, Federalism, State Politics, and the Affordable Care Act. He joined us today to talk about the plan Governor Walker sent to the federal government aimed at lowering premiums for people on the healthcare marketplace.